Blog Talk Radio.
Warning: the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Son of a bitch.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young, dying sons. We live to change the face of history.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. What a way to end the Raw show, right? What? Seems like you were going to say something.
No.
Seems like you wanted to.
No,
you can get your cup of tea. Well, before we get on with the show, people constantly complaining about, you know, the thing don't go their way and one thing don't go the other way and something like that. It's stupid. Just so stupid. Like, I'm in a group, NoDQ.com. It's the wrestling discussion version of it. And you have people crying and complaining about John Cena don't get a title shot. Automatically get a title shot. They do it with all the big stars. They did it with The Rock twice. They do it with Hogan. They do it with everybody else. So it's
they
like
did it with Del Rio. Right when he was very first started, he got a title shot pretty much right away. And the same with Sheamus too.
Right.
it was like, hi, this is this person. They're in the championship match. It's like, what? Who is he?
Mm-hmm.
What's their name again? But that's how it was.
Exactly. And it's just like,
heck, The Rock was up for a championship title at WrestleMania right away.
Right, and he ain't been in no number one contenders match or anything like that. So it's like, what's the difference with this now? This is just another typical day of smarks. You know what? I'm thinking probably one day I might call the smarks list and just call some of these people out and just so stupid. Okay, like, I'm just reading on, and just swear to God, some of these guys are just fucking stupid. Well, one, they are, and two, they'll be jumping up and down when it goes their way and all that. Like, I may like some of the things they do, but I understand why they do it. I'm not out here complaining or screaming and shouting all that stuff. It's just like, really? Seriously? Is anybody listening? If they is on that group, make your statement. If they stop complaining.
What do you reckon on that? The punch heard around the world.
I love it. I love it.
It was about time, too.
It was about time. It really was. But since this... I know. I think the reason why it's like that because probably because of this plug. Might have to get the new one. But anyways, let's just leave these marks alone and just let other people just go after them. But anyways, let's go on and go ahead and talk about. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that pay-per-view was okay. Bound for Glory is on October 20th, and of course. The decision all around the world, Hogan says, I quit.
God rest him up.
And you got Dixie Carter tweeting, says, you're so fired. How are you gonna have somebody you're so fired after the person quit? I don't get that at all. What do y'all think?
She was probably gonna fire him anyway before he announced he was gonna quit.
Yeah, ain't that always the way?
Hopefully, he does go and stay strong. I've got a wrong step in the
woman that was having a crash. Oh, so I guess she offered him to join Team Dixie, and he said, no, I quit. Ain't that something? Okay, let's go to the results. Maybe it looks like they.
It's not funny
because
someone got stabbed, but I read this and did have a giggle to myself.
Let's see. Man stabbed friend during a threesome for not changing position.
Wow.
Hogan all the vagina. Man stabbed his friend for a threesome and refused to switch.
I'm sorry, but that just made me giggle.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh God, so funny. Ooh, I wonder. I wonder if I can just post all of this for the group to see in the other group. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to switch this up to the other group. We're going to take a break, and since I'm going to be doing some mixes next week, it's up to you guys to decide which mix you want to hear. So you're going to hear one of the ones you probably haven't heard in a while. So we're going to do that, and we'll be right back.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
Thank you. I will believe your every word.
And we're back. I guess I was just having fun just doing the, just throwing my opinions out there, just lost track of everything. So let's go back to the TNA results, like I was going to say. Jeff Hardy and Mannix defeated Kenny King and Chris Sabin. Mannix defeated Christopher Daniels, and then later on defeated Kazarian. Then Bobby Roode defeated Magnus. Brooke Chesmacher and Veva Scott ended in the no contest after the Daly Tapa attack. Samoa Joe defeated World Heavyweight Champion Bully Ray by disqualification. So, for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's kind of like 6 matches. Well, for one, they did something right. They did something right. And I'm going to try to look up the card for, and of course, the famous squares of Hulk Hogan, they're saying, I quit. And there were news that they were interested in getting back, re-signing Hulk Hogan, but only time would tell. I'm sorry. See, now I lost the words. Okay, I remember what I was going to do. I'm going to look at Bound for Glory. I thought Bound for Glory was like next Sunday. This coming Sunday, I thought, is actually next Sunday, the week before Hell in a Cell. So, let's see what happens. Let's see. They had the World Heavyweight Championship match. Madness versus Sting. Okay, I don't get that at all. That means I really got to look at what happened. Ultimate X match for the X Division title with Austin Aries, Mannix, Chris Sabin, and Jeff Hardy. Should be the match. Kurt Angle makes his return and will be in TNA's Hall of Fame. So pre-show gauntlet match, Battingford versus Joseph Park and Eric Young versus the Bromans versus Chavo and Hernandez. And the winner will go against James Storm and Gunner for the tag team titles. So not a bad card so far, but I guess I'm just a little stunned with Madness and Sting, like, that being the matchup. So, yeah, that's a little unexpected. Just put it that way. So I guess we'll see what happens from there. And not much news. I guess you already know Mr. Anderson did resign with TNA, and just like I mentioned, well, that they trying to work with Hulk Hogan, they trying to bring him in. I guess they're going to try to see where they can work out with that. So if y'all want to call in the show, express your opinions, it's 646-915-9644. And just regular charges for you to call is not going to like this amount of minutes. It's just a regular charge on a regular phone call. That's all it is. Again, the number is 646-915-9644. So, with that, and I guess everybody know who Ethan is. Well, like I said, I didn't see much of the video, but if you guys know who Ethan is, then there is not much to say. I guess a lot of people is making him like the next big thing in TNA, and you know what I'm saying. But will he be the one that says, excuse me, is he going to be the one that saves TNA, or he's going to be the one that's going to kill TNA, period? That's the thing. Who knows? So it'd be interesting to see, like, where it goes from there. So, all right, we're going to move on to get the main event results, which I did not see that. And, woman, get up. I'm sorry, I got another co-host falling asleep. That's always the way. Yep, and They did make that match official with Del Rio and Cena, so pretty shocked about that. We are going to talk about that as well. Let's see. Let me find main event. Yeah, once again, I didn't get the chance to watch it, but we'll just get to results right away just to get it out the way. Let's see. Results, results, results. Okay, it was Damian Sandow and Santino went one-on-one with Damian Sandow winning the match. Okay, the Wyatt family and Primetime Players, with the Wyatt family, did win. And let's see, Curtis Axel defeated Zack Ryder. Oh, wow. May have four matches on here. And, yep, two tag team matches. Not bad. Real Americans defeated Tons of Funk. So, I'm glad, like, sometimes if they can squeeze four matches in, then do that. I like that. So, it seems like it was a very good main event. And let's see what else we have here. I didn't even think. Oh, crap. Okay, well, I'm going to announce this right quick since it's going to be next month, and hopefully I will get to go this time, but we will see. Mano Lucha at the Turner Hall Ballroom. The Walking Dead Mano Lucha is back for a 5th anniversary show celebration at Turner Hall Ballroom. Live variety show feature high flying Lucha Libre wrestling action, natural touring, let's fly acts. I think I'm bringing it in there because I had have a charge on the Kindle. Okay, let's see. They have Savage, Kid Millions, Clown and Presley, Benzino, Scary Party, the Fatty Addicts, and more. Tickets on sale right now, $20 for all seats. And it will be November 2nd. So, go celebrate the 5th year anniversary. You're already like. Hey.
So. No.
Well, main. I'm sorry. Main event has I was going to say, main event had four matches this past Wednesday, so. Very good. Finally managed to have four matches. As we're going to try to wake up our other co-host, get up. Go ahead and read the results for SmackDown.
The show started with the Big Show coming out. And then Triple H came out and told the Big Show that he not only paid his garbage on the park, that he was also changing the main event from the Big Show versus the Shield to the Shield and RKO, which was also right now. But in the very first match that came after that, RVD defeated Fandango by disqualification. Then we had Ryback, who was punching by Curtis Axel in Paul Heyman. It was against R-Truth. Ryback won that match. And then after that match was over, Curtis Axel turned on and attacked R-Truth. And then worked with the arena. This match against RBG in the battleground because then while the interview was going on, he was delivering these garbage cans to be coming by RBG by himself.
It seems like you can't read your own hand right now.
No. It's really bad. I thought it was going on. And then it was dope. Ziggler versus Elf versus Del Rio. And then Damien found out he came down and did the commentary.
Yeah.
And then Elf versus Del Rio won the match. And then next match we had the left in that corner.
Help her out, AJ. Los Matadors.
Yeah. Against Weezy and it was a rematch from Monday Night Raw. And then Les Mentors with El Toro.
Los Matadors.
Yeah, they won the match. And then Renee had an interview with Paul Heyman to start. And then we have Divas Mask with Rhea, Bella, which is Oksana. And then AJ Lee came out to kind of smear her around a little bit. So three Bellas is in that match. And then the next match we have J.D. Leeson and Kobe Kingston. Kobe Kingston didn't win the match, but after the match was over, the Wyatt family and two fashions came out and they attacked Kobe. And then they would show the Rose family summit in Triple H company, where the main proposal were is Cody and Goldust was the winner match against 200 of the Shield to get the job set. And that's the role to get to 2000 NXT.
I'm raising money.
So they accepted the win.
Yeah, that was last Monday on Raw. You must be looking at what happened. The
rewind.
Yeah, Raw rewind.
And then Shield and RKL was versus for my brother. The Big Show. The Big Show won by the Cardinals. And then the Usos came in to help on again.
And that was it for SmackDown, I take it. Right, when we come back, I guess if we have more to talk about the last night's pay-per-view, we will. And plus, the results from Monday Night Raw and our opinions will happen tonight on Monday Night Raw. Although you heard some of them earlier, but Kirk, you want to talk more about it? So, we will be right back.
Good evening. We're D-Generation X. And the holiday seasons are upon us. But we here at DX understand that that can be a stressful time.
It can be stressful, Sean. Which is why we here at D-Generation X just have two words for you. Are you ready?
That's three words.
Just go with it, Sean. Because actually nobody's ready. Everybody's got tons of so-called loved ones they have to buy gifts for Christmas. We here, we have ideas for you. Such as the new D-Generation X basketball jersey. Available on WWEshop.com.
Look at the fabric. Silky.
Where's your shirt? I thought we were doing the both of them.
Well, I was going to, but I went the extra mile and got a model.
Wait, it makes you look better than I did.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Where'd you two meet?
We met at the, the commercial shoot for the video game.
The video game?
Yeah, the video game.
You
you don't mean SmackDown versus Raw.
Two.
Oh, I
should
have.
Available on all video game systems. PlayStation 475, Ybox, and Wii 3 4000.
I switched on PlayStation, Xbox 360, and Wii. And you can get it on WWEShop.com.
That's it. Get out of here!
Yeah, go.
Go! Go. Steal my thunder, sister.
Well, I should be here anyway.
Hey, hey! I want the shirt back. Jingle bells.
It is going to be a Merry Christmas.
It's all available on WWEShop.com. Bye, bye, bye.
James, please don't do this.
I just had the best year of my career. I gotta keep things fresh.
Well, then let's just go to Foot Locker. They got all the fresh new gear.
But I have real talent.
Can I get playback?
Okay.
I wear my shirt open so you see my chest. Girl, I work so hard.
is that me?
In case you missed last night's show, that we were talking about Battleground when it was fresh in our minds and stuff like that. So the results, in case y'all didn't see the pay-per-view last night, we're going to repeat it for you. The kickoff show with Dolph Ziggler and Damian Sandow, although it seemed like Damian Sandow had a knee injury, but from what was showing on earlier on Raw, he probably just tweaked it. And so seemed like he did fine tonight, so... Moving on. Dolph Ziggler defeated Damian Sandow. That was the kickoff show. And here goes the card. Had that begin. World Heavyweight Championship match. What was I going to say Dolph Ziggler? I guess I'm just so much used to him and Del Rio always fighting for the card spring. Just stuck in my head. But anyways, it was Alberto Del Rio versus RVD in a hardcore battleground rules match for the World Heavyweight title. Awesome match, like, very awesome match.
You know what happened?
What's that?
He
had his shirt on. No, that was actually good.
Yes, I have. And my job is done.
probably one of the few best matches that was on this pay-per-view with Alberto Del Rio winning the match. And I guess this was the send-off match for Rob Van Dam until he rests up and stays behind for a while or whatever and comes back. Because I guess everybody knows his 90-day working contract, so that's how that goes. Anyways, Colley and Santino versus the Real Americans, where you said last night they won with the where Cesaro was doing the giant swing on Colley.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's I don't know. I think that wasn't a good way to win. That's just my opinion, but Real Americans did win the match. Next up, the Intercontinental Championship match. It was a decent match with R-Truth and, I was about to say his real name, Curtis Axel. Where Curtis Axel did win the match. The championship match was next with AJ Lee and Brie Bella. With, I guess, a little bit of distraction by Tamina Snuka attacking Nikki Bella. And AJ go in for the roll-up pin and win. And I guess during that match, he did have a concussion. It's probably one of the reasons you didn't see her wrestle tonight. Got it. Okay, next up. I think I mentioned yesterday that this was like the match of the night. The Royal Family versus The Shield. With the Royal Family winning the match, and they Dusty gets to keep his job. Goldust and Cody Rhodes got their jobs back. And it's all good. And it seemed like a lot of support from the back half came out afterwards. And, you know, loved it. Next up, Kofi Kingston versus Bray Wyatt, with Bray Wyatt winning the match. And I did like, I think my favorite part of this match was the ending of the match, because it was kind of going back and forth and just turned from one way to another. So the match that everybody, one of the matches that people most anticipated, but it didn't deliver, in my opinion. Ryback versus CM Punk, where ended the match, CM Punk hit Ryback with the low blow and won for the pin. WWE Championship match. It was a good match, but the ending results were there was still no WWE Champion crown. Thanks to the Big Show knocking Daniel Bryan out, knocking the refs out, then knock out Randy Orton and said enough was enough, which will need who shows what happened on Monday Night Raw earlier today. So let me read what she wrote. I really got bad handwriting. But Doug. Stephanie Man opened the show with the Big Show to explain himself or what happened after the last night's pay per view. And Big Show said he couldn't take it anymore, and Stephanie ended up firing him. Which, he wasn't crying or anything like that. He was just like, whatever. The rematch from Battleground, Dolph Ziggler versus Damian Sandow, like I was saying earlier, it showed that his knee was okay and it wasn't anything serious. Dolph Ziggler once again won the match, where this could lead something with the World Heavyweight title picture. I guess that's what you would have thought. And before I go on, they did made a match with Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton for the WWE Championship in Hell in a Cell for the pay-per-view within 20 days from Sunday. Brad Maddox, okay, he was talking to Stephanie McMahon about him apologizing to the universe and da-da-da-da-da. Anyways, Bruno San Martino's birthday was today. And for people that was complaining about people getting the title after title and they having like long reigns, bitchy back then, like in the 60s and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they,
it was 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years. It was the, yeah, the longest WWE champion ever. And I bet you nobody didn't complain. And if you did, you probably hear quite a few people. But
well, the thing is that because we've got the internet now, everybody's voicing it out. So the complaints, if you go back then, would be like how we were last night with a group of us watching the page. You know what I mean? That's where the complaints would be. Oh, I want to do this solo. You know what I mean? Whereas now, when you go complain, you complain online, and millions of people can read that complaint.
Right. And some of them either they bandwag Dick Ride or.
Oh, most of them Dick Ride.
I'm going to download that song too. Play it. You know what? I'm going to do that right now while I'm talking to you guys. Say yes, you can. Say I want to ride you now because I think you're the man.
You watch the
Boondocks,
you know that song.
Uh-huh. But next up was the Six Diva Tag Match, which with Alicia Fox, Asana, and Rosa, now with blonde hair, versus JoJo, Natalya, and Eva Marie, which Eva Marie got some of the damage. And if y'all did pay attention to how she was in that match, what do y'all think in her debut match?
She needs some work.
Yeah, she's very, very cool. Yeah,
she's
a lot of work.
I think she did okay, but yeah, she did. She does.
She's very, yeah.
She does have some tweaks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, and I guess that wonders why they didn't put JoJo in.
Maybe
one, how
bad she is.
Exactly. If like they just put her in the match just to put her in there, or she's not officially ready.
Who knows? But yeah.
Right, but Natalya, JoJo, and Eva Marie did win the match. With Natalya putting the sharpshooter on. Los Matadors with the El Toro versus 3MB, Drew McIntyre, and Jinder Mahal. Los Matadors did win the match. Let's see. Right. Okay, yeah, they were saying their piece with Ryback hurt his axle. Paul Heyman was saying this, blah, 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 about last night's match.
Yeah.
Probably, he talked about CM Punk cheating and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they were saying that he told me
he
saw it when something went wrong, so.
Right, and CM Punk did came out and said he'll do it again.
Yeah.
And challenge him, it could be tonight, it could be
tomorrow,
maybe tomorrow, yeah. Next week, or Hell in a Cell.
It'll be soon.
Right. And R2 came out and wanted to team up with CM Punk to go against both Kurt Axel and Ryback.
For
his loss last night, yeah. Right. R2 and CM Punk did win that match against Kurt Axel and Ryback. Randy Orton and Kofi Kingston, what a rivalry this was for a while. They had back in, was it 2010? I think it was 2010.
Yeah, it was.
So it was a good rivalry out of that. And, you know, everybody knows all the pros and cons what happened with that. Randy Orton did win the match. And it was a brutal match.
Yeah,
Daniel Bryan did came out and
then
attacked Randy
Orton. When they were rivalry before, they were very evenly matched.
Right. Yeah, I heard you. They was evenly matched. That's what you said. Yes, I am. You just want to think that.
Fun.
That's wrong. So wrong. Oh, yeah, you still must have more of your soul than.
I do.
Especially Robert.
Okay, you want to go to the bathroom next? Hang on, Sarah. What you call Vancey on it? I swear. It's okay, she wasn't.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Trying to think, what could be around that could have cinnamon in there? Thing could be that cappuccino.
She made me smell a candle.
That could have had cinnamon in there. Killing her. No, I'm just sorry.
No, Chad.
Chad?
Yeah, it was Chad. Yeah, Chad
yesterday. Oh, we all went to Walgreens?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, we're just gonna go right to it. It's gonna be a special guest referee for the Daniel Bryan Randy Orton match for Hell in a Cell less than 3 weeks away. So they gave you guys the option to vote for who you want to be the special guest referee. They have Booker T, Bob Backlund, and Shawn Michaels. And I think it was obvious that who was going to win that. And
yeah,
by 67% of the vote.
It was just for them to bring out Bobby.
Exactly.
Which makes you wonder if they're planning on using him again in the future.
I think they will. But I was going to say, ain't he from here? Ain't he from the Pittsburgh too?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. So it's kind of like the right call. They did that. And so Booker T was a little bit upset. He didn't get vote. But 7% vote.
Well,
so,
as soon as HBK came out, you knew it was over.
Yep. That is true. So Shawn Michaels will be the special guest referee, which he was admitting that he can't stand Randy Orton, that he did train Daniel Bryan, and Triple H are personal friends, but he's just going to call the match right down the middle. Just put it that way.
He's
going to make it fair. Exactly. Okay, Ricardo Rodriguez, they had a match. I guess it was a special opponent for him, and Vicky Guerrero made an announcement that they did kind of shock me too. Well, I was thinking that, why now? Alberto Del Rio will defend the title against John Cena for the World Heavyweight Championship match at Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. Which is just questions like, why would they want to bring him in now? And it's just like, who knows if he's fully healed?
Well, it's down to the doctor.
That is true. So
my thing is with this, I know from my personal experience, when I tore my ACL and MCL.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that I had a soft set discipline from my ankle to my hip.
Right.
And I wore it for like 8 weeks, didn't I? After the 8 weeks, the doctor said, oh, you're okay, it can come off. And he said, yeah, you're healed, everything's fine now, and all this stuff. And then if you remember, I went outside, slipped on the snow, and hit up again.
Uh-huh.
So I think that, you know, I had a feeling, when I knew that it didn't feel right still. It still felt, you know, there was something not quite right with my knee. It didn't feel strong enough. So I think even though a doctor will say, you know, okay, this is okay and that's okay, I think you as the person, you have to decide for yourself if you're healed. And you have to take it upon yourself that if you are wrong, you could be seriously hurt.
Right. But we will see. So that match they did make it official on WWE.com, and of course they did earlier on Raw.
Right.
So be it. Wait, because I'm thinking, do you think this is the way where they talk about they're trying to boost SmackDown and get more of the attention more? Maybe this.
That's what I think they're going to probably do.
Right.
Because also from like the rumors and stuff that are going around, even though John Cena wants to carry on with doing what he's doing, he wants more family time.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, his being on the road and everything was one of the contributions that ended his marriage.
Right.
And, you know, he is one of those wrestlers who can demand what he wants pretty much. So he's probably saying, okay, I still don't have a problem doing this. I still don't have a problem doing that. but, you know, can you put me in a different area where perhaps I can, I don't always have to be on the road, and, you know, there's less time and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe, yeah, they probably would just like, okay, we're going to put them on SmackDown, so that's reasonable. For the title so far, it looks like it's going to be like worth watching, and I guess especially watching the World Heavyweight Championship match closely and see how heel that Cena actually is. Right, exactly. Just after that, the main event, six-man challenge with the Shield versus Daniel Bryan, Goldust, and Cody Rhodes, was the Shield. Well, it was going to end up being a no contest because it was like disqualification. Then Triple H was out there sitting there changing to a no disqualification match.
Yep.
And the Shield ended up winning that match. And after the ending, the Big Show, might as well say, he knocked Triple H out.
Which was a long time. And everybody went crazy.
Yeah, that's what everybody's saying. It was a long time coming.
Everybody went crazy.
Yeah, everybody did nuts. And everybody, as I see on Facebook, everybody was glad that it finally happened. And of course, you got some people complaining about why John Cena's trying to get a World Heavyweight title shot, which people before him has been getting, like, you know, title shots and stuff. So I'm not complaining. I'm just stating facts. That's all I'm doing. Right. You know, some people is not going to be happy.
Exactly. People are not going to be happy. Okay. I'm glad that John Cena is going to have a chance. Come back and get the
heavyweight
title.
Right, exactly.
But he's going to be fully enough to be able to be in the match.
So, like we said, for so far, for the helmet, so we have San Cena, which is at the LW Colorado for the heavyweight championship.
Right.
And we also have.
Wow. I'm sorry, but I gotta put this on the group. Because they got a picture of Cena with his arm like this and saying, "Hey, IWC, you mad?"
And then we also have the rematch of Randy Orton and Danny Bryan with special guest referee Shawn Michaels for the WWE Championship. So that's two matches so far lined up for Hell in a Cell.
Right, who knows if they're going to, you know, mention it.
Yep.
Mention more matches this Friday.
Yep, and tickets are on sale for that pay-per-view for people who are in the Pittsburgh area.
No, it's not in Pittsburgh, it's in Miami.
Or in the Miami area.
They was in Pittsburgh tonight for Raw.
Tickets are on sale for that pay-per-view.
That's the people, that's where they're going to go. But I think that show is going to do good.
I think so, too. And tickets for Survivor Series.
And they're going to be in Boston.
On Saturday.
But they're going to be, yeah, they're going to be in Boston for the pay-per-view.
Tickets for that
will go on Saturday. I did put a picture up there and just hope y'all think it's funny, and I think it is. If you missed it, Hazel, they had a picture of John Cena with doing like this and saying, "Hey, IWC, you mad?" Yeah, it's funny. Funny. When we come back, we're going to see what happened after Raw. Also, we're going to see, because I know some of y'all got your opinions, but I think it's going to be the build-up for Hell in a Cell, and there's more stuff we're going to talk about. And hopefully the person that was supposed to call the show today is going to call, because I know this person got a lot to say, which don't see him online yet, but we'll find out sooner or later. And also, of course, like I said, with the other stuff that we got to talk about too. And, oh, yeah, we're going to do the WWE fan cancel that was sent to Hazel. So we're going to do that. And they're going to talk about a new show that they're going to have. Yeah. So we will come back to that. We're probably going to end up doing the survey right away. So we will be right back.
Cause I'm on my game. Haters get shook when they speak my name. All this pressure that's on my back. So much stress that's on my brain. I'ma just let y'all pop your trap. Y'all sit back while I pop champagne. Spend your whole life trying to get like me. Cause we dog, we are not the same. Pick up early this morning. Feeling like Cubone. Everything I do is a one of one. Can't copy me, can't clone me. Your girlfriend, she want me. If she see me, if she own me. But it's all for one and it's one for all. My pastor to my homies. And I'm back on top again. Better back up out my way. I need fit in the middle of the week. A new visit every day. This level that I'm reaching, y'all probably couldn't fathom. You can see me in your dreams. And I do things you can't imagine. Mad cause I made it. Yeah, I know you hate it. When you talk to me, you know I talk to the greatest. Started from the bottom, then I elevated. Where I'm at, y'all probably won't make it. Hold up. Ain't nobody stepping up to me. Cause having everything ain't enough for me. No. Like I own the world. They treat my team like royalty. Might just blow y'all off the map. So you don't really want to go to war with me. Going hard to my last day. But let me know what that cash say. I ain't want to really talk much. I work hard so I'm bossed up. Been through the rain. Plus I walk through the fire.
Nowadays when they see him, they just stop and admire. Number one, nothing higher. Couldn't find no one flyer. Plus I stand on my job. Make you suckers retire. And I'm right back in it, right back in it. So I'll be that man way back in the beginning. Pull up in a car, cost about 2 million. Right about now, yeah, that's how I'm feeling. Wake up in a jet, it's a brand new day. She kicked up for a brand new J's. Thinking that y'all gonna break me down. Y'all gotta find a brand new way. Wait, mine on a million. Let's get this money. Boy, you broke as a joke. Pound finance is funny. Feel like no one's above me. Y'all can't take nothing from me. You can stop with your hand. I know you love me.
I gotta deal with DX, but you are taking it way too far. Look at you! They said stop wearing the stuff. Your luck's gonna run out, man. You're gambling with these guys, but they're serious. They are serious. They will take you to court, and bam! Just like that, you will lose thousands of dollars.
Johnny, get in here. Come on.
That's obviously them. Go hide. Hey, whoa, hey. What's up? I didn't know you guys coming
in. I saw a leprechaun come in here.
No.
Oh, oh! You're stashed at him, Cena! Give him up. Hand over that Lilliputian.
Okay. Instead of chasing leprechauns around the arena, maybe you two could focus on your tag team match tonight. How about that?
Maybe you could focus on not judging us.
Sean, no, it's a personality problem I have, and I'm working on it. But even still, we have a triple threat match for the WWE Championship at Survivor Series featuring all three of us. Maybe you should focus on that. Yeah, you guys are best buds. I'm the odd man out here. I get it. Hosting the glow stick parties. I don't get an invitation. You guys occasionally tweeting each other.
No! Contrary to popular belief, we have never tweeted each other. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I tried it a few times. What I'm saying is, a triple threat match. Every man for himself.
We understand the concept of the triple threat match, every man for himself. We get it. But the fact is, only one man, is going to walk out as a WWE champion.
Yeah?
And it's going to be one of the two of us. Don't try to distract us. I see what you're doing.
What about you?
You're playing the old shell game.
Yeah.
With the leprechaun.
Yeah.
Look, Cena, I know you know where he is.
Maybe I do. Or maybe I do. You want a whimsical leprechaun? Fine. You got one. Hornswoggle! See? Not wearing your stuff. Head to toe. John Cena merchandise. You guys hang him on a hook. He just gets angry and more surly. You gotta talk to him nice. Hey, what's this? He learns, too. Show him a thing I do. This is the thing. The thing. Do the thing. For the guy. Ah! And you know what? That's just like Survivor Series. Because Survivor Series, you too. Can't see me! The double! It's awesome!
You see,
you know? Yeah?
Huh?
Good, right?
Maybe we can see you.
Yeah?
But Survivor Series? Maybe we can't see you.
I don't even know what that meant.
Nobody knows what he said. Something stinks here. And this time it's not just him.
I'm good. All right, they're gone. You are an idiot.
After Monday Night Raw went off the air, several officials and referees came out and checked on Triple H. Stephanie McMahon and The Shield also came to the ring. Triple H sold the punch for a long time and then was walked out by the ring, dazed, and taken to the back. And, of course, while put on the Wrestling Fans Speak Out group on the Facebook, you can see what happened there with him on the back of
ice. Yeah.
Well, it was just like y'all said, it was a long time coming, and I know as soon as Big Show knocked him out, we all jumped. We're happy, laugh, wherever you want to call it. Well, because it looked like this is going to be like a build-up for Survivor Series. They might have a match with them, or they might be on opposite teams or whatnot. Who knows? So, I know we're going to talk more about that in a minute, but we might as well get this fan council thing on the road. Brought to you by the council member, Hazel. Right. We are engaged. Well, we're engaged. Each other. Me and you. Imagine a new series featuring blind action and highly anticipated clashes, highlighting top matches and memorable moments from WrestleMania 1 through 29. Each 1 hour episode presents the best of the drama and cycling that is WrestleMania. With in-depth perspective from WWE superstars and legends who started.
Don't say it so quickly, because you're like speeding up, because you thought.
On the grandest stage of them all, which name below do you prefer for the title of this new series? They had WrestleMania Rewind, WrestleMania Epics, WrestleMania's Main Events, or WrestleMania Rivals. That's a tough one. I wouldn't say Rewind. Epics may be good, but it would be between Rivals and Epics.
I'll say Epics.
Okay, so I'm the tiebreaker. You? Okay, so you say Epics, and that's what we're going to go for. Ooh, excuse me. How would you rate each of the names? Oh, excuse me. Oh, God. Like something tickling in my throat. But, anyways, how would you rate each of the names for the series on the scale between 1 and 5? 1 you do not like, and 5 like it very much. WrestleMania Rewind. Okay, everybody say 3. WrestleMania Rivals. WrestleMania Main Events. Oh, wait. Oh, you got 4 and you got 2. I'll just put do not like, because this is like the same thing like saying Main Event since they show it Wednesday, so that doesn't make sense. WrestleMania Epics. I am too. So, next. Rate each name on how well it fits the description of the new series. Series feature, Bonnie, and how to say
it. Blah, blah, blah.
It just say the same thing, just repeating. It just say rate each one how well it fits the description. So, Epics, we would put name is an excellent with the description. WrestleMania Rivals, which would be name does not fit the description at all. WrestleMania Rewind. You want the name fits the description a little bit, name is a good fit with the description, or the name is very good fit with the description. Oh, the name is a good fit with the description. WrestleMania Main Events. Put name that fits the description a little bit. How well will each name add your interest in watching a new series if you just heard the name? You got does not make me interested at all, makes me a little bit interested, makes me fairly interested, makes me very interested, and makes me extremely interested with what with the WrestleMania Epics. Oh, fairly. last minute arrivals, main events. Okay, does not make me interested at all. And WrestleMania Rewind. How interested are you in the new WrestleMania series described in the previous questions?
I would be really interested. It would be nice to see some of the old WrestleMania.
Will it be very interested or extremely interested?
Very.
Okay, not extremely, but very. Got it. Do you regularly visit W.com? Yes. What are primary reasons why you visit WWE.com? Let's see. The guy, I missed the TV program. I checked WWE.com several times a week. Social media made me curious. I want replay or find out more about what I saw on TV or other. And that will be okay, news. Next. What kind of videos do you like to watch on WWE.com? They got WWE original videos and series, stored WWE television clips, current WWE television clips, WWE.com exclusives, I don't watch videos on WWE.com or other. We're going to put for other. Past matches. Just put that past matches. What is the ideal length of video on WWE.com?
I would say about 5 minutes.
Okay, 3 to 5 minutes. Okay, next. What kind of WWE videos do you like to watch on YouTube?
Like highlights.
Let's see. Current WWE television clips, backstage fallout, original series and videos, stored WWE television clips, other, or I do not watch WWE videos on YouTube. But other than... Okay. Wait, they asked this already. Oh, the ideal length of a WWE video on YouTube. Oh, sorry. Over 10 minutes. Okay. What things are you looking for when you use the WWE app? Let's see, they got the top 10 list, live event information, sold results, second screen, polls and games, power rankings, classics, breaking news like injury reports, app vote, behind the scenes, superstars, or I do not use the WWE app. Oh, breaking news, okay. You can vote for more than one. Okay, I would say that, maybe behind the scenes. And live event information. Max, we appreciate you taking the time to complete the survey, so we just click finish, and that will do it. Okay, let's see if there's more WWE news.
So from Saturday, you'll not be on
the road. Oh, Saturday Morning Slam. I think we mentioned that yesterday. Oh, we did? Alright, let's see. Not much, but Stephanie McMahon sells her stocks again. Just trying to look at the news. And probably not many people are pumped up for the 2K14 game as we thought people would. Let's see. There's a lot of people still complaining on the post I put about what's best for business and what's not best for business.
Do we really know what's best for business?
It's like, we can say our opinion, but I think you're right that we don't know what's best for business. Cause this is how some people are. I used to be like this a long time ago, but it's like when I understand the business more, and plus, if you follow indie wrestling as well, that should help you more to understand the business more, and plus, understand wrestling. So my thing is this, it's like, we can be happy about one thing, or just say, like, a wrestler is not on the show. Okay, fair enough. Until something else happens and the wrestler's gone, we still complain. Not saying like everybody does it, but some people do, and that kind of ruined it for the, you know, company listening to their fans. So like, who's gonna listen to their fans and if you're gonna just, you know, constantly keep on complaining and, yeah, complaining and complaining. So the ones that complain and still complain, y'all are not helping the cause of what they, you know, want to do. So they're just going to go by what they think is best. And also what's best for them. Like, you know, superstars got to be able to make comparisons. Like, but maybe they have a good fan base that some of y'all don't realize they have. It's just like, y'all want to show support for some of these wrestling stars and hopefully they'll make it to the top. Look at Daniel Bryan.
He was before he really made it big.
And the thing is like, although I know WWE wants to send the build them up on their own when they're on WWE, not by what they did in the past wrestling company.
But where his company of fan base comes from.
Exactly.
I mean, and let's be honest, with the Hornswoggle, whenever he's not on the road, he is supporting wrestling in Wisconsin because that's where he had his start.
Exactly. Him, like,
the
showing up.
Ken Anderson, he's always willing to come and do shows in Wisconsin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who else can we think of?
Let's see.
And even though he could be a different time, Silas Young, he may be with Ring of Honor and everything now, but he still headlines loads and loads of local, like, Wisconsin and Midwest-based shows.
Exactly. That is true. But I guess, like, one of the things is, like, y'all show y'all support if y'all like these people. If y'all want them to get, like, a push or whatever. Cheer for them. Support them. Buy their merchandise. Exactly. Because complaining and stuff is not going to help. Of course, they go with all of their faces or whatnot, but they got to hear from you guys about what do you like them, care for them, and whatever. I guess it's just some people think that, okay, this person's so great, they'll just hand it to them. Well, they got to have a strong fan base. And I'm still surprised that this person didn't call, so he's probably going to hear it from me. He or she. So that'll be the surprise right there. But anywho, then we're probably just gonna end the show, or probably what we're gonna do, we're just gonna play like songs for the rest of the next half hour, because we do got like a lot of songs to play. So don't forget about check out all the other shows on here on our WFSR radio network. There's nothing on Tuesday, but there's sometimes we'll throw like something like special event shows and stuff like that. Wednesday is none other than Hazel Runs Her Mouth Show. Thursdays are the Smart List, which will be 9 p.m., same time as Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Also, you have five Friday at 9 a.m. is the re-up show. Saturday, right, Ratoni.
In my opinion, it's basically the male version of my show. Because, let's be honest, this is one of the reasons why me and Tommy get along, is because we're both pretty vocal. And because, you know, we've experienced a lot of things that we shouldn't have in our lives.
Well, you say you experience different things.
No, I said we experienced a lot of things.
Things that you shouldn't. That's what I meant to say. Okay, also, Saturday at 2 o'clock, which now will be a half-hour show, be the MMA show with Roosevelt. And Sundays, most Sundays, it'll be VGU unless, like, you know, a pay-per-view comes on. Like, we're going to do, like, one for Hell in a Cell afterwards on the 27th. But otherwise, it'll be Video Games, Gamers Unleashed, every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time. So check out all of these shows on blogtalkradio.com/3FSOradioNetwork. And all these shows are very interesting in their own unique way, so just pay attention to them, and you listen to them live or get a chance to listen to them later. Who knows? There may be a few shows I might call in. Right now I'm kind of debating on that.
We should both call in Tony's show on Friday and go
to the boss people. That's funny, the boss people. Well, anywho, that's going to do for the next hour, half hour, play some songs. And also, I also got to hear from you guys. Like, we already got one request of what song I should make. We already got one that would be the Big Show and Dolph Ziggler. So, see how that goes. If anybody got more requests of songs I can mix and smash, let me know. They will be played. But along with Hazel and Dawn, although they're both tired, this is our trail, and I guess you will hear me Wednesday along with Hazel when she runs her mouth. So until then, goodbye, people, and enjoy the rest of the show, although it's going to be nothing but music.
Stop, fella. die, I let them know I never run away. Learn to fly and you'll be on your way. With my hair in the clouds and a smile on my face, I'm alive, not a second to waste.
Caleb Muhammad in the gutter. Loyalty, respect, a legend. We never kill a Muhammad in the air. It's only happened once in a lifetime. My heart pumping, adrenaline pipeline. Right mind, right brain, right life, right game. Our time, walk tall, never slip, never fall. Win it all, never get. Stand proud, never sit. Here it is, do or die. One chance, let it fly. Fourth quarter, bottom nine. No water, time to shine. Time is mine, believe it, baby. Champ is here, they need it, baby. I got enough bravado. Don't need no lucky lotto. I eat your face like Tyson when he has lost the motto. This is my chance to shine in front of millions. And seem it back in the building. Damn right. Loyalty, respect. A legend, we never kill a Muhammad in the gutter. Loyalty, respect, a legend, we never kill a Muhammad in the gutter. Loyalty, respect, a legend, we never kill a Muhammad in the gutter. Loyalty, respect, a legend, we never kill a Muhammad in the air. This moment happens once in a lifetime. My heart pumping, adrenaline pipeline. Right mind, right brain, right life, right game. Our time, walk tall, never slip, never fall. Win it all, never get. Stand proud, never sit. Here it is, do or die. One chance, let it fly. Fourth quarter, bottom nine. No water, time to shine. Time is mine, believe it, baby. Champ is here, they need it, baby. I got enough bravado. Don't need no lucky lotto. Your face like Tyson when he had lost the motto. This is my chance to shine in front of millions and seen it back in the building. Damn right. Loyalty, respect, a legend. We never kill a Muhammad in the gutter. Loyalty, respect.